reaching out to Australia. Get back one of our favorite guests here, Sue Williams. Sue is the founder and CEO of Sports Hypnotherapy, and she's a holistic health advocate live from Australia. Sue Williams, how you doing? Welcome back.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Dr. Bob. It's always really a pleasure to be on your show.
Yes, we like to compare accents between, you know, me from New York and you from Australia. And so there's a famous singer that's been a guest of mine from now. She's a holistic coach. Her name will hit me. But anyway, Susan, give us some background on yourself in the world of sports hypnotherapy. That's a new, although old is forever, science in some ways, and the hypnosis, but the sports hypnosis. Give us some background on that yourself.
Yeah, what you say is absolutely true, Dr. Bob. I mean, hypnosis has been around for so long. I mean, it goes back millennia, really, for people using the hypnosis. But sport hypnosis now has been used. I mean, it was used in the 50s at the Olympics by some countries. But the thing is that it often isn't spoken about because those who use it find it so effective. They don't want to share it with their competition.
Right.
So
they don't want to give the coach.
The first
baseball player that I put orthotics in his cleats in 1978, Eric Soderholm, then with the White Sox, he had a hypnotist as part of his whole sports program, and he came to train with us, and the late, great Bob Guida, again, for a big step up in performance training. But he already was using, in the world of figure skating, which has been one of my specialties over the years, they were visualizing and paying attention. But 20, 30 years ago, much of sports thought this was voodoo. They didn't think this was something. Now, you're a big deal.
Oh, look, it was such a big deal at the Paris Olympics. I've been collaborating with another Australian sports mindset coach. He had 12 different athletes at the Paris Olympics, and two of them were gold medalists. So, I mean, it's becoming more and more
The mindset coaches
in people's training.
Yes, the mindset coaches and the mental coaches, you know, one of the contributors to my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, frequent guest, Robert Andrews, is the mental training head at the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, in Texas. And he's not a psychologist, but a mental trainer. Yet the hypnosis edition as part of the weaponry in the whole world of, you know, mental training has been an interesting combination. Golf was also, I thought, way ahead of the game, pardon the pun, over the years, where they were paying attention to the mental side of stuff before the rest of sports, where they said, you know, don't worry about it, let's have a beer, you know?
Yeah, that's right. No, well, the thing is that if you rely on willpower to get you through, willpower is the part of our mind, our conscious mind. But we really need to get down to the subconscious mind, which is what we do with the hypnosis. Then we can make these big changes and install these.
Are you including
the ability, Susan, to get to your goal?
Are you including self hypnosis?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
self hypnosis. What is what's the difference? I mean, just in English, between, let's say, self hypnosis and meditation, if any?
They're quite similar because in both.
But self-hypnosis has a direction. You're trying to go in.
It does.
And meditation, you're supposed to be, don't worry about directions.
That's true. And self-hypnosis, I think, is something that's overlooked too because it's a very easy thing to do. You use the meditation techniques, but as you say, you do it with a purpose in mind. So you formulate whatever it is that you would like to install in your subconscious mind before you do it, then you go into that deeply relaxed state and just repeat those things over
and over. Is breathing a big part of the whole hypnosis
breathing
world.
Breathing is huge. And, I mean, you can take your breathing techniques to the competitions to calm you, to center you, just to get focused. Breathing is huge, and you use it to slow your mind.
Those are three big words. You know that, Susan, from Australia?
Yeah.
Three big words. Calmness,
yeah.
Focus, and what else?
And centering. Just centering right. yourself so
yes.
that you're not distracted.
Wow, powerful yeah. terms.
Mm.
You know, when you're on
and
the
starting
line. And
that's what every athlete needs to do.
Well, right at the moment, the ability, you know, it's funny that the topic of mindfulness, which has been another big deal over the years on The Sports Doctor, you know, can you stay in the present somehow without being aggravated or worried or scared or excited or over whatever? Mm. And somebody would say, you know, I really would like to add hypnosis to my world, my everyday world. I'd like to, if I wanted to spend 10-15 minutes a day paying attention to these kinds of skills, is that the kind of time you're talking about?
Yep. Yeah, 10 to 15
really?
Minutes a day is more than enough. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very quick. And that's one of the amazing things about hypnosis. It works so quickly.
So if you're working with some of these athletes, and again, we're not talking Olympians necessarily, but even serious adolescents, and I want to preclude that with, what is the age variation, in your opinion, that these kinds of even fun techniques can be worked with children or young students, you know, like in the school systems? Can you reduce stress with these kids? What are the ages
Absolutely.
That make sense to you, that you've seen?
Well, I would be doing it in our what we call our primary school, which is from kindergarten up to grade six. So the kids are between four or five and around 12, because at those ages, their minds are so open to this positive reinforcement. And it's the ideal time to be teaching these kids how to do their own self-hypnosis. And then it allows them to be calm and centered, not to be triggered by day-to-day things which may cause them distress. And it's the perfect age in that time. So
let alone
I would
seniors.
Definitely be recommending it.
Yeah, let alone the seniors and the individuals who want to, you know, they want to stay active. And I talk all the time on The Sports Doctor, Susan, about the new medicine. And by the new medicine has three things. Number one, eat smarter. And I'll leave it up to you to define for yourself smarter. Number two, keep moving.
Yep.
Whether you go to the gym, whether you do yoga, whatever you're doing, ride a bike, whatever, keep moving, be a walker. And number three, reduce stress. Somehow come up with methods, the new medicine that would allow you, because again, here in the United States, you watch TV every 5 minutes of drug commercials. You have tremendous reliance, even though, you know, prescription drugs, and there are drugs have supplements, definitely have a place in good health, there's no doubt about it, but we've gone way, way, way overboard. That's why we have, do you have the obesity challenges in Australia like we have in the United States?
Oh, absolutely. Perhaps not to the same level, but it really is becoming a huge problem across the majority
of the population. You picked up the fast food craze over the years.
Oh, yeah.
People liked it, yes, whether people liked it or not. And again, I featured it for years. The still today, big problem, childhood obesity. Big problem with these. And, of course, social media has compounded this dramatically. So every child psychologist, psychiatrist, pediatric psychiatrist that we talk to talks about how, you know, we're in trouble. And it would be great to teach some of these healthy, effective methods and at least to make their families aware. And I think we're seeing some changes in those areas, the acceptance medically, again, of hypnosis, for example, or in all levels of sports, in your opinion?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And those three areas you mentioned, you can use hypnosis so effectively in all three of those. You can train yourself to bypass the fast food, go for the more nutritious food, get yourself motivated to go and exercise, do something.
So somebody who's doing self-hypnosis, for instance, are they following a script? Are they talking affirmations? Are they, what is
well, you can. I mean, everyone's different. Everyone's thought patterns are different. So you talk to the person, you know, as the therapist, you talk to the person to find out what they are wanting to achieve, what their particular learning style is, whether they are visual, auditory, kinesthetic. Everyone is different. So you speak to them, find out what they want. Some people really want the affirmations. They find them really helpful. But others, you just need to give them guidance so that they're thinking about the good things and getting rid of the more negative aspects. So, yeah, everyone's different.
Well, it's hard to argue with adding good things and getting rid of what's different in somebody. That's why we've always, even in sports medicine, the word spirituality, almost nobody had a problem with it. Once you started talking about religion, it was a different story. But faith can be mixed in with spirituality, and it's non-offensive. Yeah. Everybody can, and it's good to see sports medicine including, you know, that side of things. And again, and we go back, 2 weeks ago I had on a Taoist master from the Netherlands, Susan. Mm-hmm. Again, talking about the same kind of values from 3,000 years ago, how it might apply again to, again, whether it was the teammates or the sports family or the pressure on some of these young athletes mentally and physically, that's why we have such a problem with these overuse injuries in youth sports, because of just so much overkill. And a lot of it is mental pressure. You know, you could picture the yelling, screaming parent on the sidelines, can't you?
I've been there. I've seen that.
Right, and the kid's 12 years old. Otherwise, you wouldn't be seeing kid in the Olympics at 17. And not everybody's an Olympian, but in health and wellness alone.
Another aspect of the hypnosis that helps with the physical part is the relaxation means your muscles aren't tense and stressed. And you're less likely to injure yourself if you're
big
relaxed.
Point.
So
yes, we're
going to
come back.
Bonus.
Come back after break, Susan. I want to follow up on that, about that whole relaxing side, the physical side. Absolutely, everybody listening to Sports Doctor from Chicago. We'll be back.
Okay.
Could have sworn you were on it. Hey, everybody, we're back. We're talking a little hypnotherapy here in Australia with the CEO and the founder of the sports hypnotherapist, and Susan Williams. And Susan, you, right before we were breaking, you were talking about the relaxation physically, tight muscles, somebody's tensed up. Mm. So besides the idea of mentally getting ready, whether it's relaxing or centering, what did I leave out? Focusing. I got it.
Focus,
I got the three of them. Yes. The relaxation of the muscles physically beneficial, right? Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why so many of these young athletes drop out, because they have the poor training techniques. In as much as they're not relaxed, their muscles are tense, they go then to do their sprint, do whatever their particular sport is that causes these muscles that are already tense to tense more. That's when you have the sprains, the strains, things that,
and a lot of it's biomechanical,
can put the kids out.
Two girls on the starting
connected.
Line.
It's biomechanical, but it's from the mind is controlling it.
Aggravates or pays attention to, worries about this whole side of, you know, what you're mentioning, you know, let alone I got one kid on the starting line has flat type feet, and the other kid has high arches, and one has knocked knees, and the females with the wider pelvis, where we see, you know, the world of women's sports has exploded, even since we've been on. the WNBA, yep. You know. I think initially you were on with Susan, what was it? Initially, probably a year ago? I'm trying to
yep.
remember.
Mm-hmm.
Who? Yeah, so, and then yep. in between. And so the idea of the relaxation, now if somebody says, I really want to learn how to incorporate the hypnotherapy, do they go, what's the best site people find out about you and your group?
Yeah, well, my website's the best place to go.
Yes, what is it?
Sport, yes, Sport Hypnotherapy. There's no S in the middle. SportHypnotherapy.com. And there are a lot of resources on there that, there are free downloads of different programs that they can people can
and
use.
And how have you seen, Susan, how have you seen the cooperation? How have you seen the cooperation, again, of the sports hypnotherapy, fairly new title, and, for instance, psychology or general medicine? It sounds like, again, with the success in the Olympics, boy, that makes a big difference to everybody paying attention to the validity. How has your experience been with the other professions, the mental professions, to including the hypnotherapy?
Still in early days, really. It's more working with the individuals who just want to have that.
Why you got to send them this show, Susan. You got to send them this show so they could learn how it fits in to an overall program of, you know, some of the things everybody cares about. Number one, can I prevent problems, physical injuries, the epidemic of youth sports injuries, or all the problems with adults, with the falling and the arthritis and these other situations? And in certain instances, like we're talking about, of course, with Olympics, how can we enhance performance? And the fact that mentally we really could take a step up with so many different methods, and hypnosis is in the middle of so much of that, because it's a lot of it's self-done in a lot of ways for someone to be ready.
Oh, it is. If you go to someone like me, a sports therapist, then I can get you started. And then you can continue with the methods that I train you to use. So that's the big advantage against this, just the normal psychotherapy, where you have to keep going back and going back and going back, talking about the same things over and over again. Hypnosis gets in there, clears out the negativity, installs the more positive aspects, and you're right to go.
Follow-up is done, correct?
So quick.
Follow-up is a big deal. Being able, you know, I need to know, hey, how do the orthotics feel? You know what I mean? 5 years from now in your shoes compared to how you're doing. And I would imagine in sports, you're saying to somebody, in a lot of ways, I'm following up with you forever on how you're doing and how you're excelling, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're always learning new ways of doing things. So as sports progress, as the way sport is played changes, we have to keep up with that. And the hypnosis is just so amazing.
You know, there's new pressures, Susan. There's new pressures. You got these NIL situations in amateur sports and college sports, where now these kids are getting paid. We've had financial people on talking about these financial pressures. You know, of a young kid who's on a traveling team or a club team and the expenses, but again, the fact of all of these different pressures on these particular kids, depending on, and the better they are, the more the pressures are involved in the fact that now money's thrown into the situation. They're going nuts here trying to figure out these kids transferring and, you know, maybe getting paid. And in a way, you know, years ago, if you'd signed your hat, you'd be suspended, let alone these other. So the mental challenges, let alone the politics side or the post-pandemic side, the biggest area seems to be, from wherever I have people on around the world, it's mental health. It's the number one concern.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, certainly is. And as you were saying, sport is changing so much, even at the amateur level. And the hypnosis can help these athletes to speak well with reporters.
Big point. Yes. Big point.
Yeah. So the public speaking side of it is something else that we help the athletes with, so they can relate.
Yeah, you got
to
$10 million yesterday. How, you got $10 million yesterday? Can you talk to the audience? You're right.
Yeah.
So even that side, these tremendous pressures and situations that these young kids, boys or girls. And again, I just had an article published. I'll send it to you. It's called The Prodigy Sports, where individuals, we ask these kids, the more sports you play, the better it is. Don't be stuck with the same areas of the body all the time. That's great, unless you're a gymnast or a figure skater or tennis, soccer, where you have 12-year-olds playing the sport 12 days a week. And the whole side of overkill. So the ability to relax the mind and body is what I think the sports hypnosis excites me the most, including, again, chronic pain or chronic illness, having a natural weapon. And that's why the time flies by with you, Susan. Give me the website again, people to find out about more you do.
Go to sporthypnotherapy.com, and I'd be more than happy to help anyone who would like to speak to me.
Sport, not sports. Sporthypnotherapy.com. Susan Williams, the next day in Australia. Thanks so much for joining us, Susan. Everybody, will be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. Susan, hold on.